So let me ask you, this palatial estate that we're in right now, like, how does it feel to be in this area? Man, I've never, it just seems very active. Like, I've been around to, like, the different restaurants in Frisco, and, like, what is it like to live in this area? Like, is it busy out here all the time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, this is, like, the energy here is, like, I'm about energy.
Right.
You know, yeah. That's what, like, gets me going. And so the energy here at the Star, which is in Frisco, mm-hmm. and, you know, the Dallas Cowboys and all that, it's just a great energy. Like, right. We can walk over, you know, we were just over, Wes and I were over here just having some drinks before we came here. And
walking distance.
Walking distance. We just walked over.
Yeah. Now, do you predate Frisco prior to the Star? Or were
I predate. Yeah, okay, I moved in Frisco. Long story. I moved in Frisco in like 1998.
Oh, shit. Man. Oh, wow.
And the only thing here was there wasn't no mall. You know, mm-hmm. there was like two restaurants in the entire city. Yeah. And I had a friend, family member that was in commercial real estate. And he said, hey, Frisco's going to be bigger than Plano.
Damn.
Back in 1998, I was like, oh, dude, you're crazy. You're crazy. Right. I was like, oh, that's bullshit. Like, yeah, whatever. But if it's even close, we did something good here. Yeah. He was like, hey, I'm going to buy a house here. So I bought a brand new home. He brought a brand new home here. Yeah. Right. And that turned out pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I've been like literally in Frisco since 1998. And I moved to, States or what was it? Heritage Greens. And then Estates, and then I've lived in Starwood, all these neighborhoods right here in Frisco. And, it's been awesome to watch what's gone on here.
I can imagine.
Huh? What's your favorite part of Frisco?
What's my favorite part of Frisco?
I would question. Say, so your favorite part of Frisco, and me, just say I'm an outsider coming to visit, what would the first thing you tell me to do in Frisco?
Mm, good question.
The first thing I would tell you to do in Frisco is, well, first thing I would ask you is, what do you like?
Right.
Good question.
Right?
Damn. Like Jazzy Jeff.
You like to eat. All right. DJ Jazzy Jeff asking the important questions.
Yeah.
If you like to eat, like my favorite place to eat is like D. Lincoln.
Okay.
Mm. So D. Lincoln's here in the Star.
Right.
And if you want a good ass meal, you go in there and you got a chef. I mean, they're.
Yo, it if is, you try and take your lady out.
Yeah, you D take Lincoln, a lady out, D you Lincoln. Go to D. Lincoln. Right. It's going to be a good ass meal. That's all I'm going to tell you.
You get
that's all I'm going to tell you. You ain't going to be let down and things are going to go chef, well. Things are going to go well later. Yeah. Things are going to go well later.
You getting laid if you take it.
I didn't say that.
I did.
That was Weston.
I bet it. That shit does.
Weston said that, and he might be right. I don't know. Who knows? I can't confirm or deny that. But that is, that's the first thing. But, you know, what's the best part of Frisco? Like I've grown up, you know, and I say grown up, you know, cause I was like, you know, young when I moved here.
Okay.
So like Lebanon Legacy and that whole area, it's like the heart of Frisco. I feel like Lebanon Legacy is the heart of Frisco.
Mm.
So, you know, I've lived at Starwood, I've lived at Estates on Legacy, I've lived at Heritage Green, which is all right there. And that's I think that's the best part of Frisco. Nice. I really think that's the best part of Frisco. So in my opinion, but I mean, you know, Frisco itself is big and I didn't realize how big it was. And, I think this is a great place to live. If you're thinking about moving this area or in this, if you're moving here from out of town, great place to live.
Yeah, I love this area.
Are there any sneaker shop that has